Black people who have chosen to identify themselves as Republican in the past and as of late include former Democratic Representative Arthur Davis, former Republican presidential nominee hopeful Herman Cain. You have Utah congressional candidate Mia Love. As someone who identifies as a Republican, do you feel that Black Republicans are a subject that will always be just mystified in some way, or are the barriers and confusion surrounding it slowly being broken?
Well, look, I think that people are drawn to the Republican Party for the same reason that they're drawn to any party. They have a broad agreement with principles that tend to be at the center of the party's identity. So, for instance, small government and fiscal responsibility and strong national defense. And I think that's what brings people to the party, regardless of race. I do think that the party has an obligation to clear away any other arguments so that those can be understood. So having an outreach strategy with Black Americans, I think, is very important.
Well, were you surprised then when your former colleague Colin Powell chose to support President Barack Obama in the 2012 election?
No, I haven't talked to him about it, but Colin is a patriot and Colin's my friend, and we may have disagreed on which presidential candidate, but that's hardly news. I think he has actually worked quite a bit with the president over the last 4 years.
What do you feel is the future for women in your party, both elected officials and supporters?
I think the future for women is absolutely bright. We have a strong group of young women, Susana Martinez, who's a governor, Kelly Ayotte, who's a congressperson, Nikki Haley, who's governor of South Carolina, Deb Fisher was just elected in Nebraska. There are a lot of very strong women in the Republican Party. I think the future is bright. We will need to get the message out, and I always thought that the notion of a war on women was, frankly, just a unfortunate because there's no war on women. I'm myself a libertarian when it comes to the abortion issue. I don't really believe this is an issue for the government, and that I'm perfectly comfortable in the Republican Party, and I know that my views are respected.
What certain things do you feel that this administration needs to pay attention to in the next 4 years?
Well, I think we need to get a comprehensive immigration reform for the good of the nation. I think in K-12 education, I hope that the efforts to give poor parents in particular better choices for their kids through school choice initiatives will survive. But the most important thing is to get the economy moving, because without that, Americans are going to be unemployed. We aren't going to feel very confident, and we won't lead internationally. And there's a huge international agenda.
Oklahoma became the 8th state to ban affirmative action this week. What are your thoughts on that policy? And do you worry that minorities will suffer if other states choose to continue this trend?
Well, I've been a supporter of affirmative action done the right way, which is not quotas, but efforts to diversify by looking outside of your normal channels to find people. And I think that the Supreme Court is going to have a say about this pretty soon. I hope the ability to take race into consideration as one factor will survive. It doesn't need to be the only factor, but certainly it would be one factor, because we want to continue to diversify our universities, our corporate boardrooms, and all of our important institutions. But I understand why people may feel that affirmative action has outlived its usefulness. I think affirmative action done the right way can still be very beneficial to us.
I read that you said that felt the Republican Party sent mixed messages, which may or may have not helped to even out things in this election. Could you explain a little more about that?
Yes. No, I meant on the immigration issue and even on some issues concerning women. I'm a believer that on social issues, Americans have more in common than they have in disagreement. But when we disagree on these important social moral issues, we need to be careful to not look as if we're imposing our views on others, because people, if you leave Americans to work some of these things out, they will, on these important social issues. And I think that's an important message. And on immigration, I just think we didn't send a strong enough message that we believe in and a pathway for immigrants to continue to be an important part of our country.
You seem to have been able to define a steady balance of both work and fun. You recently participated in a marketing campaign with the Cleveland Browns. You played piano alongside Aretha Franklin. I mean, you've had the opportunity to write your memoirs. You know, what other excitement is next for you, I guess?
Yes, I'm a very happy person at Stanford. I'm first and foremost a professor. That's really my profession. Politics was never my profession, and I love being a professor. But I do enjoy, I've never believed in just working all the time. And so golf is important. Piano, I'm playing benefit concerts for kids' music programs, because I'm so sad to see very often that music programs are cut out of schools because of budget concerns. And you're right, I'm a loyal fan of the Cleveland Browns, and that takes courage these days.
You said that while politics was never your profession, obviously you do not regret the time that you served.
No, I loved it.
Exactly.
There is no higher honor than to serve your country.